Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Contractual Obligation Machine, episode number 670. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm Jeff Gamut, I'm contractually obligated to be here with Brian.
Okay. This is actually the context machine.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. But I am contractually obligated to be here with that Brian guy. But check us out on our happy fun home, contextmachine.io.
Yes, please do.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next year, month.
I don't know. You can use contextmachine.io to reach out to us. You can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine or Blue Sky at contextmachine.bsky.social. This is literally a brand new account. We delayed starting so I could create it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more later.
That's how good we are at procrastinating. Let's record a show. All right. But first, we have to set up a new social media account. Then we both have to follow it.
Yeah. Oh, and send me the logo.
Right.
I apologize for how long it's been since we've done a show.
I accept your apology.
I traveled for 2 weeks. Jeff has had some, I don't know if you want to go into details, Jeff, but you've had some things that you've been dealing with. And it was, sure, frankly,
unavoidable. I'll go into it. Yeah. It's nothing scandalous. My dad tripped and fell. Excuse me. Broke his hip. Yeah. Can you picture my dad out like skipping along? Do-do-do-do. Oh, crap. Bam. Anyhow. So he tripped and fell, and he broke his hip. It's a fracture in his femur. And my dad's a tall guy. So he now has a 440 millimeter long titanium rod running through his femur.
Wow.
So yeah, tall guy. So there's been a lot of recovery and necessary 24-hour availability for care and support. So,
and you're a very good man. That's
accounted for my month
for being there for him.
Well, you know, someone had to do it, right?
Well, that's
true. And of course, this has been incredibly stressful for my mom. So it's not just dad that's needing help and support through all of this. It's mom too.
All right. And I was moving my mom out of her apartment into my little sister's apartment on her way to moving to Scotland. So that's what I was doing.
That's going to be so cool for your mom.
It will be.
I think she's going to have so much fun in Scotland.
I think she will. All right.
I want to see your mom wearing like a little tartan beret and I think it'll just be wonderfully cute.
All right, I'll get on that.
Excellent.
Let's see here. So we've got. Let's talk about the LG thing.
That display.
Yeah, let's talk about the display.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. So I found out about this when
I told you.
John Keat.
No. It's when I told you because John Keat told me.
Excuse me. I forgot. Time is not always linear.
Yes. Thank you.
I sit corrected.
Thank you.
So when Brian told me about the display, and my first thought was, I am really having a hard time being excited about new displays. But this one actually does look really compelling.
This one is super compelling. So, first of all, how old is Apple's Pro Display XDR?
Let's see what MacTracker says.
It's 3 years old, right? Or 4 years old, even?
You know, time has become irrelevant for me. Let's see. Apple, I'm in MacTracker right now. Peripherals. Accessories. Where's there's displays. Scroll to the bottom. Pro Display XDR. was released December
2019. Wow. Okay, so it's 5 years old. This LG Ultrafine TM 6K monitor model 32U990A, because, you know, it's LG.
I mean, that name is so sexy. I'm kind of blushing right now.
Yeah, fair enough. It is a better monitor, but it's also 5 years newer. At 5 years newer. So 5 years newer. I don't even know what I said.
Yes, this display is 5 years newer. Yeah.
But the exciting thing about it is that it has no bezel. I would love to have no bezel. I would love to have two of these things with no bezel. Side by side.
Yeah, and you have a machine that can drive that, so giddy up.
Well, yeah, it could probably drive it, yeah.
You have a Mac Studio.
Yeah, I have a first-generation Mac Studio.
If a first-gen Mac Studio can't drive two 4K displays...
They're 6K displays.
Whatever. 6K displays. If it can't drive two 6K displays,
it probably can. But the problem is we don't know how much it is. So Apple's Pro Display XDR is still $5,000 for the standard glass and $6,000 for the nano texture glass. We don't know how much LG's is. It has a very similar. I say similar. It has a very similar hinge on it.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's similar looking. What we don't know is if it is up to Apple's quality standards. But it feels like they were very much aiming at Apple's standard here for this kind of display. And then they beat it with the bezel-less thing.
It looks super sexy.
Yeah.
I want to know, and there's a lot we don't know about this because they showed it off at CES, which is actually happening right now. So we don't know when this is coming out, how much it'll cost. I want to know if it has Visa mount, because when I switch to doing that for my displays, put them on a big arm and clear up a bunch of desk space, I don't ever want a display that I just sit on my desk again.
Yeah,
I need to be able to put it on my Visa mount.
I have been very jealous of your setup since you described it to me. And I've got two studio displays, which are, you know, baller as can be. And I'm very jealous of your setup.
And the resolution on my display, my single 34-inch curved display, is not quite 4K.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't even have near the resolution that you have.
I wouldn't settle for that kind of animal life, for sure. But
I get it. I mean, I only recently started using indoor plumbing.
But the fact that you have it on this arm and that there's no desktop footprint is super awesome, man.
I agree. It changed everything for me, because once I did that, then I realized I can take things off my desk. And now my thing is, how much of the stuff that sits on my desk can be put on something that lifts it up off the desk? Mm. So there's the display arm. There, I have desk mounts for my speakers so that they're actually up off the desk. The my microphone, it's on that really cool boom arm, the blue compass.
Mm, right.
Love that thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending that to me, by the way. That was super cool of you.
I sent it? Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh. When and why did I do that?
Yeah. You did that what, a couple years ago?
I've had a stroke since then, man.
That's true. You sent that to me before you had a stroke.
Yeah.
And
I bet that's what induced my stroke. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So, Brian and everyone else, here's the story about how I got that microphone arm. Just what one day, I get a message from my friend Brian Chaffin. You may have heard of him, Brian. And he says, "Hey, there's something heading your way." And a couple days later, I have this box that shows up, and it's the Blue Compass arm for microphones.
Why did I do that? I don't remember this. And I'm not playing it up for the yucks.
You did it just to do it.
Huh.
There was like no special thing. It was just out of the blue. You said, "Hey, this is coming your way."
That seems.
But I didn't know what it was, and it shows up, and I'm like, "Holy crap, this is really nice. Thank you."
That seems.
But the awesome thing is, since you forgot about that, I got to thank you again for the first time just now.
Oh,
so that was kind of cool.
You still managed to make it about me. Thank you.
You have no idea how hard I worked to make that happen.
Well, you're the best, and I'm glad that I sent it to you, and yay. I do have one of those, and it's awesome. So, yeah, I would love to put my displays up on those kind of mounts.
Everything. Once you find those things that clamp on your desk for whatever it is that lifts it up off, speaker stands, whatever, man, it changes everything.
You know, I've got this TV on my desk, too. That I could put on.
Does it have a Visa mount?
I don't know, but I'm sure it does. Or at least that I can add one. Yeah, I could.
Yeah,
I would love.
Yeah, look for the screw holes on the back.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so that's this display. There's a lot we don't know about it. It was showed off at CES, and Hey man, I seen it.
I seen it. Dang.
It was shown. Oh. I can't believe. No one needed to hear that. It was shown off at CES. It didn't have pricing announced. I don't even think there's a shipping date announced. So our long-term listeners might recall that CES is often a place where things get shown that don't necessarily ship, or they're shown long before they ship. And this is especially true even for the big boys, like companies like LG, where they need to announce things to get them into the distribution system early.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, because CES is about manufacturers getting connected with the distributors and resellers so that all those amazingly cool products that you want to buy actually get where they need to be so you can buy them.
Right. I'm guessing this will be between $2,000 and $3,000.
I was going to guess it'll be 3,000. So there we go. I'm in line with you on that.
Yeah.
On a side note, I actually miss CES. I had so much fun going, and I'm having the FOMO thing because I'm not there.
That's funny. I was talking to Dave Hamilton, co-host of the Mac Geek Gab, Gig Gab, and I don't know, other shows, and my former business partner at the Mac Observer. You might remember him, Jeff. I like to call you.
That's where I met him.
Right. We were just talking
Actually, Dave and I met before that, but yeah.
That's true. That is true. Anyway, we were talking about CES, and I was thinking about the fact that, you know, I've lost 85 pounds now, and I might not hate CES as much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe next year We can get someone to sponsor us to go.
Maybe.
We'll see how much stuff we can check out and provide our context on for the context machine.
Well, we could stay at my buddy Grant's condo.
Right.
So, you know, we don't even need that much of a sponsorship.
So, well, no, we need a really big sponsorship.
I mean, right. We need a big sponsorship. Brian,
don't you know how this works?
Right. And right. Yeah, his condo only has one bed, and I'm not sharing a bed with you.
It's going to be awkward. Are you Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
Big Spoon.
That's not going to be that awkward then.
Right. So let's move on to our other fun topic, which is something I was calling Zuck's Muck.
So I'm laughing to humor you.
I've been very active on Threads. My author community is very, very strong on Threads. I've enjoyed Threads. I like Threads algorithm. That's some people will say they don't want an algorithm. I have enjoyed Threads algorithm. And unfortunately,
I was going to just simply say that I have been working on being more active on Threads because
I've noticed.
I felt like I was, I was ignoring it for the wrong reasons. And so I thought I need to give it a shot. And so I've been more active and like all of my Christmas, what's that thing? The Lego thing, the advent calendar. Holy crap. The Lego advent calendar. I made sure all my posts for that ended up on Threads. Mm-hmm. As well. And yeah, so I've been making a real effort to be more active on Threads.
Yes, you have been.
Then Lizard Boy goes and screws it all up for us.
Yes, he did exactly that. So the issue is that he has decided that truth doesn't matter. And I have a tremendous problem with that.
As do I.
He is doing two things. One, he is capitulating to the far right, to the world of MAGA, that demands that their lies be treated as truth. And he is so Meta has basically announced that they are disbanding their moderation teams.
They didn't basically announce that. That's literally what he said.
Yes, thank you. And that they are basically firing their third-party fact-checkers, and they're going to replace the whole system with a community note system, which has done nothing but crap on X.
They're doing exactly what X is doing for content moderation, and we can see how well that's working out there. And I did find it interesting that Zuckerberg, man, I really had to stop myself from saying something you're going to have to edit for his name. He was like saying what's usually the quiet parts out loud. And he talked about how he felt like what they're doing now is censorship and they need to end that, which is typically seen by a lot of people as doublespeak for people on the far right wanting to say things that are racist, bigoted, hateful, whatever.
Untrue.
That they didn't like being blocked from that. Yeah. Making up stuff. Yeah. Lying. But now they can do it. It's okay.
Yep. Yep. And I mean, this comes on the heels of him hiring Kaplan, who is a GOP operative, and hiring originally before that Clegg from the UK, who was a far right activist. I mean, he is. I don't know why, but he is fully embracing the right, and in a way that is objectively crappy above and beyond politics. The idea that social media companies do not need to be responsible for the accuracy of what is posted on their sites is flawed.
Yeah. So I said that I am, or I have been working on getting more invested in Threads. And after the Lizard Boys announcement, I was like, well, I'm done. I've already seen how that works out on X. I don't need to be around to watch it happen again on Threads. But this also applies to Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
I am heavily invested in Instagram.
So am I.
So I, yeah. And you're heavily invested in Threads.
And so, Instagram. I'm not invested in Facebook. I do have an author's presence on Facebook that I pay lip service to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's my question, which I'm now tossing out to our vast and wide and very intelligent audience. Which photo social service should I be using instead of Instagram?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good
question. Yeah.
So, I mean, Blue Sky is currently, Blue Sky and Mastodon are both currently free of the political machinations that have gripped Meta and and will soon probably, I mean, you know, and TikTok, I am among those who worries about China's ability to turn on shenanigans with their algorithm to, like, you know, if war broke out, if once China attacks Taiwan, I would be shocked if TikTok did not turn on the spigot for spewing pro-Chinese propaganda at its users. The surprise to me would be if they didn't do it, not if they did do it.
Well, at this point, would you be surprised if the big name social media platforms in the United States that have decided that they don't want to do any sort of control on what type of content is showing up on their sites, if it's in their best interest, would they also not start spewing pro-China content?
Well, that's a good question.
Raising it to the surface with your algorithms?
I mean, you know, Hollywood capitulated to China a long time ago. China is a huge market. And the capitalistic system rewards access to that market. And China has been very good at punishing its critics by denying access to its market. Its markets. That is a reality. To answer your question, I don't think the difference between TikTok and the other companies, the other social media companies, is that TikTok does have a Chinese owner the other companies don't. Now, there are certainly problems with the other companies. For instance, Elon Musk is horribly conflicted, right? He needs mm-hmm. access to China for Tesla. But at the same time, he also needs to suck at the U.S. government's teat in terms of SpaceX. So, you know, that, you know, it is a toss-up as to where his personal conflictions or conflicts, I like to call them. It's a toss-up as to which of his personal conflicts will ultimately prevail in terms of beeper.
Follow the money, and it will lead you down a path that ends at whatever benefits him financially the most. That's what will happen.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, because clearly his actions at have not made him any money. I mean, it's cost him billions, or
that's a fair point,
or his backers billions, but it has gained him the kind of Nazi machine that he apparently wanted.
Yeah, which I guess that ultimately has worked out for him, considering he really didn't want to do the Twitter purchase, and yet here we are.
Right. So back to the question of which social media platform can you trust? Mastodon is probably ultimately the most trustworthy of social media companies in the contemporary landscape. But I feel like it has user interface issues.
It's not fair to call Mastodon a company.
Yes, that's true.
The way it's used.
And Blue Sky is probably the second most trustworthy platform. But Blue Sky, to remind our listeners, Blue Sky doesn't use an algorithm. It simply presents posts linearly. You can make lists to your heart's content, but you're still going to see everybody on each list that you make. You're going to see everything they posted in chronological order, period. Some people like
which
that.
Which is great.
Some people like that.
Like me.
I said earlier that I really like Threads algorithm. I absolutely like Threads algorithm. I find, you know, the problem with presenting everything chronologically is if you have a lot of followers, you're inevitably going to miss stuff, or you're going to be spending all the day scrolling through your post if you want to try to catch up on everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you can make lists or groups and narrow down what you're looking at, it can be less overwhelming if you're following a lot of people. Or you could do like me and just unceremoniously declare social media platform bankruptcy several times a day, because it turns out I actually don't worry about missing stuff. And I figure I'm probably weird that way, but
everybody's okay. Different. Everybody's different. Some people couldn't care less. Some people care a lot. It's a spectrum, and there's no, I feel like there's no right or wrong. Kind of like how Zuckerberg feels about content. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I have seen a couple people say on other social media platforms, not controlled by Meta, how they made a comment on one of the Meta-owned properties about how they didn't like the new plan or the new processes and criticized Musk, not Musk. Wow, they're ultimately all the same, aren't they? Lizard Musk, Zuckerberg. There we go. Zuck. Criticizing Zuckerberg. And then shortly after that, all of their accounts that were, I guess, linked together. So it'd be their Facebook, their Instagram, and the Threads account were all shut off. And they were just cut out from their accounts.
Well, it sounds like something criticizing Elon Zuckerberg would do. It sounds like things that Elon has done. So I actually tagged Zuck in my ranty post on Threads. Mm-hmm. And I guess he didn't notice or he didn't care.
The algorithm hasn't caught you yet.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But you're on the lam.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a fine mess we're in. And it kind of sucks.
It does. This is, I think, a hard time for businesses that rely on social media for a lot of their visibility.
Yep.
Because where can you go where you can feel confident that 3 months from now, the platform you're on isn't going to be a raging cesspool? But you'll also have the visibility that you want for your brand.
Yep. That's true. So we don't have any answers.
We do live in interesting times. No, we don't.
We don't have any answers, unfortunately. And
I'm going to try out Pixel Fed.
What's that?
I'm going to try out Pixel Fed, but I want to hear what other photo social media platforms.
What's Pixel Fed?
Think of it as an alternative to Instagram.
Huh. Pixelfed.org? Huh.
I think that's it.
Explore plus share beautiful photos and videos. All right. Huh.
But see, here's the problem with Pixel Fed.
Yeah.
Even someone like you, who is deep in all of this technology and social media platforms, you just heard about Pixel Fed for the first time, and it's been around for at least a couple years, maybe longer. Yeah,
it's part of the Fediverse too. I'm seeing now that I've looked it up. Well, and you know, how long until it's bought by a billionaire who then basically decides that he knows better than everybody else because he's a billionaire and he's got to make all the decisions.
Right. This is why we can't have nice things, Brian.
That is literally why we can't have nice things. It is literally why we can't have nice things. Right. Do you think we've alienated enough of our listeners yet? If anyone is offended by what we had to say today, please stop following us. I mean, I don't care, but I also don't want you to be miserable listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're just rage listening, put that rage into something more productive.
Yep. For sure. For sure. All right. I think we should probably call it. I hear your parents calling.
You know, it's funny. Okay. So everyone, I'm actually at my parents' place right now. And I took over my dad's office, and it has these double French doors that come into the office. So glass, I can look out into the rest of the place. My mom has shuffled by and looked in twice. So, you know, when you watch like morning news shows and their studio is right there on Times Square or whatever, and you see the public coming by and they kind of peek in to see what's going on in the show. That's basically my life today.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm sorry. I was distracted by the fact, I just realized I have to make a Mason Truman PI account on Blue Sky too. And so you were talking about something that was not me. And so I was distracted.
I know.
By thinking about
what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Let me spin it back around.
Uh-huh.
So Brian, I can't wait for you to set up a Mason PI
Mason Truman,
Blue Sky account so that I can follow it.
Thank you. Excellent. Excellent. I'm gonna pull the ripcord. I'm gonna pull the ripcord right now. All right, Jeff. As much as it pains me to say, that is this week's context machine. If you have anything to add, comment on. Are you
sure that was the painful part?
Yes. Or question.
Okay.
You can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our BAMA is provided by Cashfly. We appreciate that. The bass is by Dr. Boom. We love Dr. Boom. Recorded we just do. For this show. And where are you, by the way? You're Jay Gamut, aren't you, some places?
I am. All the social medias. Mastodon and right now Instagram. I'm done posting on Threads, but I'll make sure that I'm getting stuff posted on Blue Sky.
You know, if the Zuckmeister abandons this course of action, which I think there's no blobs chance in hell of happening, I would stay on Threads.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably gone. Yeah. Super frustrating. But anyway, yeah, I'm Geek Tales everywhere. We are Context Machine or Context Machine Podcast. I don't know. We're a couple places. I'm going to pull the ripcord now, too.
Yeah, do that.
Spam calls, man. Nonstop spam calls.